He didn't ask him directly, sort of in a blank answer here. The Lord said, "Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing." A servant that's feeding meat, not pablum or milk, skim milk to his servants, but meat. Praise God. "Of a truth, I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath." I'm going to fit in that capacity. You just watch me. "But and if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and the maidens, and to eat and drink, and to be with the drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour when he is not aware, and shall cut him in sunder, and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers." Matthew's gospel, it says, the hypocrites. "And that servant, which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes." See, that's that servant that knew his Lord's will and didn't prepare himself. You're going to get beat up bad. "But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes," he didn't know. You ain't going to hang around here and not know. You ain't going to be no dumbbell hang around here. You're going to understand. I'm going to speak distinctly and give the sense and the meaning like Ezra did on that pulpit of wood when he was getting that work of restoration going in Jerusalem. Praise God. You're going to understand it. I'm going to talk distinctly and give the sense and the meaning. Praise God. "But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with many stripes," or a few stripes. "For unto whomsoever much is given," for whomsoever, to whomsoever much is given, much responsibility, a gift, a talent is laid upon you that has with it much responsibility. See? "For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more." God says, Jesus says, "I ain't no more unjust than what your own fellow man expects of you." You go out here and work for a boss man, he expects you to get down and work and make him some money, or he's going to fire you. He ain't got you in there just to give you employment. He's got you in there to make him some money. That's what Jesus said to that little old servant, went and buried his talent in Matthew 25. Said, "You wicked servant," said, "you knew that I gathered where I didn't sow, and I picked up where I didn't straw." Said, "You should have taken my own." See, that talent belonged to Jesus. He said, "You should have taken that which is my own, and have taken it and put it out to usury, that at my coming I could find my own back again with usury." See, all them others that had a talent, each talent gained another talent. The one with two had four. The one with five had ten. That little fella, oh, he was so dainty. He listened to everybody but the man of God and Jesus, and, you know, we went around, "Oh, I'm just gonna take care of what I have." The Lord says, "You ain't fitting for nothing. You're an unprofitable servant. You got to go beyond the call of duty." So he said, Peter said, "Now, are you speaking to us or are you speaking to everybody?" Jesus made it plain, "I'm speaking to us." Us disciples. If you're faithful, if you're then a faithful and a wise steward. A steward is one that handles that which belongs to another person, another man. A steward. It's not yours. You're just handling it for somebody else. This Bible never likens us to owners. It likens every Christian to a steward. That everything we have came from God. The gift we have. The talent he's loaned us. Somebody sang a song out here Sunday or two ago. Something about what God gave us. God loaned us to us to brighten our lives. So remind me. Dear Lord, what we have, God just put it on. He loaned it to us. to use for His glory. But He's very demanding. He demands that we bring it back with usury, that we double it. We have twice as much as He gave us in the beginning. For unto whomsoever much is given, shall much be required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. You work for a boss man, you make $100 a week, he don't expect much out of you. If you get $200 a week, he expects a little responsibility as well as work. You get $300 a week, he expects quite a bit. If you get $400 or more, he expects a whole lot. He ain't going to pay you. Ain't nobody going to pay you no $400 or more and not expect you to almost have the same responsibility that that boss man has. And that's what Jesus is saying. That's what I expect out of you. I gave you much. I expect a lot out of you. You consider, you get eternal life. You get a gift. You get a calling. You get a talent. Everybody gets money put in their possession to use. Everybody gets a gift, a spiritual gift. Everybody has one. Some people don't use it. They just let it lay there and dry up and wither and die and become useless. But we have it. We're going to answer to God for it. And I hope that we'll be able to answer politely, correctly. In conclusion, let me show you this great, wonderful scripture in 2 Timothy, the second chapter. 2 Timothy 2, verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity, rebellion against anything God wants you to do, anything that God has commanded you, given you a gift or a talent to exercise and to use for His glory. It's iniquity when you withdraw and you won't use that gift or talent. It's pure old rebellion. And you listen to somebody else beside God. But in a great house, and you got to remember this, folks. You got to remember this. In the church, in the body of Christ, in the kingdom of God, there's bad and good. The Bible teaches that. Even in the kingdom of God. So he says, in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver. He's talking about people. He's talking about people. People that are worth their weight in gold, are worth their weight in silver. There's also people in that church that ain't no more worth any more than wood or earth, wood or just plain old dirt. They get in the church. They hang around the church. And some are honorable and some are dishonorable. Some God's called them to honor, some to dishonor. But if any man will purge himself from these, that's them things he's mentioned up here, all these things previously. If any man will purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, meet, or worthy for the master's use, for the master to use, and prepared unto every good work. And God proves us every day. I was going to quit, but I'm going to get this scripture in. I can't help you or wait in a little while. I want to show you God proves you. God proves you. Philippians, the second chapter, verse 19. I trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all men seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. Do you seek your own or the things that God has given you a responsibility, a talent, and a gift to do? Now listen to verse 22. You know the proof of him. See,